Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. American boxing legend Muhammad Ali has died after battling Parkinson's disease for more than three decades. The former world heavyweight boxing champion was fighting respiratory issues as well at the time of his death. Ali was known for his bold language and self-promotion while he was actively boxing. He spoke with reporters before fighting world heavyweight champion Joe Frazier in 1971.
Joe's going to come out smoking, and I ain't going to be joking. I'll be pecking and a-poking, pouring water on his smoking. Then this might shock and amaze you, but I will destroy Joe Frazier.
Known for his poetry, Ali, both beloved and controversial, so dominated professional boxing that Sports Illustrated magazine named him Sportsman of the 20th Century. Muhammad Ali, dead at age 74. The United Nations Security Council has held an emergency closed-door meeting to hear briefings about the blocking of humanitarian aid in Syria. French UN Ambassador François de Lattre told reporters after the briefing that the UN will ask Damascus to authorize humanitarian airdrops. Britain's UN Ambassador Matthew Rycroft says the equation is simple: lift the sieges. Syria's UN Ambassador Bashar Jafri dismissed claims by some council members that his government is hindering deliveries to certain areas. And Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan visited Somalia's capital, a rare instance of a foreign head of state visiting that country, went there despite al-Shabaab's attack in midweek on a hotel in Mogadishu that left 24 dead. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says both Israel and the Palestinians need to take immediate steps to demonstrate their interest in a lasting peace. Ministers, including Mr. Kerry, from more than 20 countries that gathered in Paris, welcome France's offer to coordinate and work on the prospect of convening an international conference by the end of the year. David Keyes is Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's spokesman.
Peace is not going to come through imposition. It's not going to come through a massive global conference with dozens of foreign ministers coming throughout the world. It's going to come when the Palestinian president agrees to actually sit down across the table from the Israeli Prime Minister, and every issue is going to be on the table.
Neither Israel nor the Palestinians attended the Paris meeting. A new report finds the situation in eastern Ukraine remains volatile. 2 years after war broke out between Russian-backed armed separatists and the government, Lisa Schlein reports now from the office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, which issued the report in Geneva.
The latest UN figures show nearly 9,400 people have been killed and more than 21,500 others wounded since the conflict began in mid-April 2014. UN Human Rights spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani tells VOA there is a worrying increase in heavy weaponry near the contact line.
There have been strongly credible reports of servicemen from across the border, from Russia, coming into and out of Ukrainian territory. And the same goes for heavy weaponry as well. There have been very credible reports.
The report accuses the armed rulers of eastern Ukraine of widespread human rights violations and abuses. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
10 refugee athletes from Africa and the Middle East will compete as a team in the upcoming 2016 Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro. Olympic officials say they are hopeful the refugee team will represent displaced people throughout the world. Athletes from the refugee team will march in the ceremonial parade of competitors from more than 200 countries when the games open on August the 5th. International football governing body says the group's former president, Sepp Blatter, and two other top officials awarded themselves pay raises as well as bonuses worth $80 million over 5 years. Details of FIFA's internal investigation were released one day after police raided FIFA's Zurich headquarters to seize evidence of the Swiss investigation into allegations of corruption among top FIFA officials as well as others.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
This is Russ Davis welcoming you to another hour of Jazz America here on VOA 1. And on this edition of the program, we salute two of the greats of jazz who left us far too early. They are gone, but not forgotten. Later this hour, I'll share some conversation I enjoyed with the master saxophonist and musical innovator Ornette Coleman, who died at the age of 85 in 2015, and with the great master of the flute, Herbie Mann, who died at 73 in July of 2003. But let's begin with music from another gentleman who left us far too early, the great bassist, composer, and one of the innovators of jazz, because he was a collaborator with Ornette Coleman in creating what became known as free jazz. He was part of Ornette Coleman's band at that momentous time in jazz history. But Charlie Hayden was known as a great artist in his own right, a wonderful bassist and composer and bandleader, known for lots of work he did over the years with his band known as Quartet West. From one of their releases from 1994, Always Say Goodbye, here's Charlie Hayden's beautiful composition, Our Spanish Love Song, to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America as we salute those that are gone but not forgotten.
Sasha, love and soul. Beautiful, soulful, love, love and soul. The beautiful, the imperfect perfection of love and soul, and soul, and soul.
Lord, dear Lord of love, God Almighty, God up above, please look down and see my people through. God Almighty, God up above, oh please look down and see my people through. I believe the sun and moon will shine up in the sky. When the day is gray, I know it's just clouds passing by.
Phrase before, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, meaning the sons and daughters of great men and women retain some of those genes from their mothers and fathers. And that is the case with a wonderful vocalist you just heard, the late Natalie Cole, the daughter of Nat King Cole, born and raised in Los Angeles, born on the 6th of February in 1950 and died on New Year's Eve, the 31st of December in 2015 at the age of 65. That was her last recorded effort to date, and it was a collaboration with Terry Lynn Carrington. She puts together those wonderful mosaic projects, and from the latest mosaic project, Love and Soul, hope you enjoyed Come Sunday, featuring the late, great Natalie Cole. Gone but not forgotten is the theme of this edition of VOA's Jazz America. Let me share with you some conversation I enjoyed with the great NEA jazz master, the father of free jazz, Ornette Coleman, here on VOA's Jazz America.
Without free expression, all you do is repeat the same thing. But if you have free expression, you can make more mistakes that are very good.
Well, free is the operative term. I mean, you brought that word into jazz more than anybody else ever has. I mean, you created a whole subgenre of jazz, free jazz.
Yeah, sound doesn't have any parents.
Well, you know, it seems that free expression is part of the definition of jazz, and I have a feeling that you've got a little friction down through the years every once in a while from folks.
True.
But that's good too.
Oh no, it's good to know that a mistake doesn't mean fatally. It sometimes means glorious.
You know, and also, what was it, Horace Silver's album title some years ago, It's Gotta Be Fun. I think that was one of his album titles. And I think it does have to be, and that's part of, you know.
Well, not only does it have to be fun, but you have to make fun out of it as well. Mm-hmm. Which means is that the best laughter in the world is enjoying your mistakes.
Automatic, free creativity. And that is the way I would define your music. I would characterize your music.
It's I would say that every human being has been created by the same source and has been taught by the same qualities. And by always, everyone is looking for the freedom of becoming one with everyone. And there's nothing wrong with that because you can't kill that. Mm. It's forever.
And now from the 1959 album that ushered in the free jazz movement as much as any other, Change of the Century. Here's the classic Ramblin' from Ornette Coleman on Jazz America from VOA 1. Well, we pride ourselves in giving you the best of jazz, past and present, and we just gave you some of the present. Chester Thompson, the esteemed drummer leading his young trio on the album Simpler Times, a song Single Source, and From the Past, the 1959 free jazz anthem Ramblin' from Ornette Coleman and his unbelievable band from back in those days, including Don Cherry and the late, great Charlie Hayden on the bass. Well, I've got more from one of those greats of jazz, gone but not forgotten, and this one, one of the greatest flute players in all of jazz history. But first,
I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's Jazz America, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. Jazz America at voanews.com.
And here's a message I've received from the United States of America. I do have listeners here to VOA's Jazz America, including not only on VOA's service, but also on my own personal website, Moja Radio, M-O for modern, J-A for jazz, MOJARadio.com. And there I post each week's show so you can listen anytime you like. And that's where Bill Lyons of Highland Park, Colorado heard the show. And he wrote me this nice message. Hi, Russ. Huge fan of your VOA shows. Very authoritative, tasteful, and masterful. Well, that's very kind words, and I hope the authoritative nature comes from the voices of the artists themselves, not to mention their great work. And right now, let me give you just a little bit of music history. Bebop music history, if you will. After Charlie Parker and Dizzy Gillespie had created the bebop revolution, Bud Powell, the great piano player, decided to revolutionize the way that jazz piano was played, taking the jazz piano of the 40s and 50s and turning it on its ear in technical terms. Now, jazz piano players of today, almost every one of them calls him an influence. Here's music from his 1955 release, The Lonely One, his classic Dance of the Infidels. Bud Powell beginning this set of music on VOA's Jazz America. Music from a lady who is truly a triple threat. A great pianist, as you just heard, a wonderful vocalist, as you also just heard, and a composer and lyricist. She wrote the lyrics to the Wayne Shorter classic, originally recorded back in the early 1960s with Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers as an instrumental, the song United, with lyrics by Dina DeRose, from her new album simply titled United. And she was joined by another very talented lady on the trumpet, Ingrid Jensen. This is Russ Davis, and I hope you've been enjoying this edition of Jazz America as we've been giving a salute to some of the artists who are gone but not forgotten and left us far too early. The great master of the flute, Herbie Mann, born in Brooklyn, New York, on the 16th of April in 1930, passed away at 73 on the 1st of July in 2003. I had the joy of speaking to him in various places in the United States, as well as in Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic at a jazz festival there. I want to share some of that conversation with you now, and then one of his most famous songs recorded in his hometown club in New York, the Village Gate, back in the wonderful year of 1962. Here's Herbie Mann on VOA's Jazz America. He's gone, but not forgotten.
The great Herbie Mann is here. Herbie, let's talk about you right now, and it's great to have you. Thanks
for
joining me.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
I haven't talked to you since
Santo Domingo.
Yeah, it seems like 10 years ago.
That's
down
right.
For the jazz festival there, and many festivals since then.
Yeah.
Now, you know, here you are in New Orleans, and there's certainly a lot of New Orleans influence in your music. And you traveled to Brazil in 1961 to begin things and have gone back and forth there musically over the years. You've been to Memphis and up and down the Mississippi River. Born and raised New Yorker. Now living in the Southwest, I guess my question is, does it make any difference where you are?
You know, as long as you keep your receiver open and you keep your head open, you never know what it's going to lead to. Right now, my new group, Sonaterra, we're exploring Eastern European music.
Oh, wow.
You know, Gil Goldstein is the guitarist. My son Jeff is the drummer. Paul Sockle is the bass player. And Bruce Dunlap's the guitarist.
Oh, wow.
And I'm exploring my roots, you know, Romanian, Hungarian music, Russian music, and it's not klezmer, it's original music, and for the first time, practically the whole album that we're working on is going to be my original music.
You know, jazz is, I mean, what you've just said is an encapsulation. It deals with your individual situation, but it also is an encapsulation of the truth that jazz is so fragmented, as it should be, I believe.
You know, it's like the old story. There's only two kinds of music. It either feels good for you or it don't.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Herbie, thank you so much.
Sure.
It's always a pleasure.
Thank you.
All the best.
Thank you.
Bobby Mann's cool, soulful Coming Home Baby, recorded live at the Village Gate in New York City in 1962, to the Grammy Award-winning Return to Forever No Mystery on Jazz America from VOA 1.
innovative supergroups of the jazz fusion era return to forever with the title cut from their Grammy award-winning work from the mid-1970s, No Mystery, written by Chick Corea. And I wanted to play that for you because, first, it's a wonderful piece of music, a blending of classical music and jazz, if you will, improvisation and structure, and mostly acoustic in nature, and one of the finest compositions by Armando Anthony Chick Corea, who, by the way, turns 75 on Sunday the 12th of June. We'll celebrate him on the next edition of Jazz America. This is Russ Davis. Join me then for the Chick Corea birthday party.